I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 16th, 2026. The real estate and memorabilia of KFC founder Harlan Sanders is going up for public auction. The home of Colonel Sanders, known as Blackwood Hall, and his wife's restaurant, the Claudia Sanders Diner House, both in Shelbyville, are for sale. Jonathan Null is an auctioneer with the Louisville-based Minish Group. He says collectibles on the auction block range from photographs to Sanders' stove.
This is a commercial stove that he had installed in the house, identical to what was in the restaurants at the time, because this was his classroom. This was the early days of franchise training. So people would travel to Blackwood Hall to Shelbyville, Kentucky, and then he would teach them how to prepare the chicken.
Other items include one of the colonel's famed black bow ties and handwritten recipes. The collection currently belongs to Sherry Settle and her late husband, Tommy, who purchased the home and restaurant from Harlan and Claudia Sanders in 1974. A public preview of the collection will be held July 27th, with the auction taking place on the 28th. Looking at our forecast for northern, central, and eastern Kentucky, mostly sunny skies this afternoon, today's highs in the lower 90s. A traveling museum highlighting stories of hope, service, and poverty will stop in Owensboro later this month before a stint in Lexington. The People of Hope Museum will be outside the Owensboro Convention Center July 26th through the 28th, featuring interactive exhibits, personal stories, and volunteer opportunities from Catholic charity agencies across the country. Susan Montalvo Jesser is Director of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Owensboro. She says one of the museum's featured stories is her own, about three Afghan refugee siblings who arrived in western Kentucky without their parents. Montalvo Jesser helped them navigate their new home until they could eventually reunite with their parents.
It was one of the highlights, being able to see that reunion and turning to the oldest son who had been taking care of his siblings and just saying, you know, now you can just be a teenager again. You don't have to, like, be the head of household in a foreign country.
Montalvo Jesser says visitors can also experience a poverty simulator that asks guests to put themselves in the shoes of those in need. In conjunction with the museum, a Community Resource Day on the 27th will feature more than 15 nonprofits, health screenings, and distribution of about 2,000 food boxes to local families. Wednesday, a Madison County grand jury indicted the 19-year-old charged in a fatal shooting at a Berea bank. As Curtis Tate reports, Braylon Weaver could receive the death penalty.
Attorney General Russell Coleman said he would seek a death sentence for Weaver, who's charged in the April 30th shooting deaths of two U.S. bank employees in Berea. Coleman sought the indictment separately from an ongoing federal case. Weaver was arrested in Lexington May 1st after he allegedly led police on a high-speed chase. Brianna Edwards, 35, of Madison County, was killed along with Brian Switzer, 42, of Jessamine County. Weaver faces federal charges in their deaths in addition to attempted robbery of the bank. Weaver, of Somerset, has been held in the Woodford County Detention Center since May 4th. He's now charged with two counts of murder and one count of fleeing and evading. No death row inmate in Kentucky has been executed since 2008. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Learn more online at weku.org and the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.